Oh, yeah, that was Ryan Stevenson, and God, it's all yours. You know, the Bible says that everything that we have is a gift from God. It comes down from the Father of Heavenly Lights. And we're going to be talking about some of the tangible things that we have and investing them possibly in things that are intangible. Our guest today is John Boudin. He is the financial associate with the Thrivent Financial Office in Sparta, Wisconsin. Nice to have you here, John.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks.
And at the end of our interview today, we're going to be giving away 15 copies of a book called Your New Money Mindset. One of the co-authors is Brad Hewitt. He is the CEO of Thrivent Financial. Thrivent Financial is a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization, and it's dedicated to helping Christians be wise with money and live generously. You know, that last part in particular is not something that all financial organizations do, is it?
No, I think you're exactly right. That's really a differentiator with Thrivent Financial is we strive to help our members be wise with money and have an impact in their communities and causes that they care the most about.
Now, you've been at the office here for 18 years, so that's a long time. And I'm sure you've met with a lot of people at a lot of different places financially, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it really runs the gamut, and it's not always just based upon people's age, but very often, you know, different needs are based upon the age we're at, and I see way too many young folk in particular in that revolving cycle of credit card debt that they never seem to be able to catch a breath.
Mm-hmm. So hard to dig your way out of that one, and it's like you can never get caught up.
Yep, it's just a revolving door almost for some folks.
So what are some of the other common mistakes that people tend to make with their money?
A big part of what I do is I talk to people about taxes and the consequences of those taxes on both their income and their investments. Because if you're talking about, you know, generating or accumulating wealth, it's really not how much you make, but how much you end up keeping. And so there's tax strategies that I help people to implement to be wise with their savings.
So Thrivent Financial is a Christian organization. It used to be Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Is that correct? Was that the right title?
Yeah, we've got a really long history going back to over 100 years. We used to be Aid Association for Lutherans and then Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. And now for over 3 years, our charter has been expanded to Christians at large. So that was really exciting when that happened because we can share this good news with the bigger population.
Mm. So a Christian-based company, how does a Christian-based financial organization perhaps differ from one that isn't?
Well, I mentioned taxes and taxation a little bit earlier. A big difference with Thrivent Financial is we're considered a fraternal benefit society. And what that means in the eyes of the IRS is we deal with a certain segment of the population, and that segment being Christians. The federal government in turn feels we're doing good things with that population through education, benefits, fundraisers that we may be involved with. So the federal government, the IRS, gives us a tax break, understanding that we're using that tax break to support these programs and benefits that we have. So the tax break we get from the federal level is a big part of what makes Thrivent different as a company.
And one thing you're going to be doing with the Praise Network we're real excited about is we're bringing in a Christian comedian, John Crist, in May. So tell us about your involvement in that.
Well, I will put that right on my wonderful wife, Christy, who has lined this up. We are excited to work with the Praise Network to bring John Crist here. You can find him on YouTube, a really, really funny Christian comedian. He's going to be coming to the Justin Trails here, technically in Leon, just south of Sparta, where he's going to put on a good comedy show for us. We're going to be using some Thrivent dollars to get him here. But what's going to happen is all of us who attend it, any money that's raised at that event is going to go to help the Praise Network so they can continue to do the wonderful broadcasting that we've come to know, as well as some money from that benefit is going to Coolie Cap to help our neighbors in need with the mm-hmm. food that they need.
Yeah, Coolie Cap, for those of you who live outside of the Sparta area, is a food pantry here in Sparta giving food to the needy. And you know, the needs are huge. You know, we work with the Salvation Army and different organizations and so many people that are hurting and struggling. And that is the beauty of an organization like yours, Thrivent, that you do invest back into the community. And I think that makes all the difference. so often our mindset towards money is what I can get rather than what I can give. And I think before we can change our money habits, we really have to change our heart and our thoughts and our attitudes towards money. How do we do that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Studies have shown that nearly 50% of Christians feel financially insecure. And if people are coming from that mindset of feeling scarce, a world of scarcity as far as it comes when it comes to money, it's hard for them to think about anything other than that call that's going to say, hey, you owe this on your credit card or whatever. So it's really a mindset, knowing that what we have here is temporary. And we all know that as Christians. And what really matters is what we do here and our belief in Jesus Christ, our Savior, and that's all that really matters.
And I was reading a bit in this book that we'll be giving away, Your New Money Mindset, how many of us live with an ongoing and unexamined tension related to money. You know, and that is so true. Whether you are focused on it, whether you're planning, whether you're not, there always seems to be that tension that is underlying it.
Well, there sure does. And I mean, life and the popular media in this country try to lead us to believe that the more money you have, the happier you're going to be. I mean, look at Hollywood celebrities and the cars they buy that, you know, are custom made and the houses that, you know, are beyond our comprehension, you know, and that's always being put in our face saying, oh, if you have this, you'll be happier if you have this. In fact, when some of the richest people in America were polled, 25% of them thought they would be even more happy if they had even more money. So these are people who conceivably couldn't spend all the money they have in their entire lifetime, but yet many of them think that their level of happiness would be increased by having even more.
And I think I've read studies too that some of the happiest and most content people are those who have the least financially. And so often that's true. I remember on a mission trip down to Bogota, Colombia, meeting with people who lived in little makeshift shanties. They had nothing, but what little they did have or what little they received, the first thing they wanted to do was to share that with other people. And they had that love. And working with the children at Children's Vision down there, you know, I would give one little girl, whether it was a chapstick, they love the chapstick. The first thing she wanted to do was share that with everybody around her. And that really touched my heart.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I went to Nicaragua last year on a Habitat for Humanity build. And you're exactly right. We helped some people build houses, which here would not be considered a chicken coop, quite frankly. But that was a complete treasure to that family. And I was there knowing this family had nothing in terms of American wealth. But the little boy we were building the house for, he was climbing his tree and picking fruit to share that with me. And it was wonderful. I mean, here he was trying to give back to us when really in the eyes of the common American, he had nothing.
You know, and we can have a three-bedroom house and two cars in the garage and three TVs on, you know, a TV on every floor and still not be content. You know, a refrigerator full of food and hot water in the tap and still not be content with what we have.
Many people have that hole inside of them that isn't going to be filled with money. I think you're right.
So as we start to think about that and know we need to work on the heart and we need to change our attitude towards money, we're not going to get into a lot of detail today, but hopefully we'll have you back and we get some more practical ideas. But where do we begin on trying to make that transformation and looking at what we do have differently and perhaps using it differently?
I guess the first thing I would share is we're never promised that Earth would be paradise. And we know there's trials and tribulations in our human form here. We can certainly try to build wealth and try to lessen the stresses that come with living on Earth. But it's really to know that you have a foundation in your belief that there's a better life waiting for you in the afterlife.
That puts everything in perspective, doesn't it? And knowing, like I said at the beginning, that everything we have belongs to God. I mean, it is. It's all His. And just maybe waking up and saying, God, how do you want to use me today? How do you want to use what I have today? And not be so focused on what we can get.
It's true. You cannot take it with you.
Very true. So, again, we appreciate your generosity and sponsoring the John Christ Christian Comedian event coming up in May. What is it about the Praise Network, perhaps, that makes you want to get involved in this ministry and our impact on the community?
Well, what has really changed as far as that is basically my wife has put the Praise Network on our radios in the car. And I've come to realize that in my busy life and everyone's busy life, whether you're a regular church attender or not, you know, we're talking for most people, that's an hour, hour and a half a week. Mm-hmm. And for many of us, that's the only time we're in the Word. So I guess I've started to realize that Praise Network is a way to be in the Word a lot more, because with our mobile society, we're spending a lot of time driving. And if you're driving along, you can either be filling your head with crap or or feeding yourself. So,
and there's a lot of it out there, isn't there?
There is.
So we're so humbled and grateful to be able to provide that music and the messages that are on the station that really do encourage people and strengthen people. They're not tearing you down, but they hopefully and prayerfully are building you up. So
exactly.
We appreciate that. Well, John, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate all that you're doing for our local community and beyond. And we thank you again for the support of the John Christ event coming up in May. And you'll be hearing more about that. But for today, we have the book, Your New Money Mindset, and it is a great book with some practical as well as some heartfelt information on changing your heart, your thoughts, your mindset towards money, and then managing it wisely and living generously. So we have 15 copies of this book, and we would like to give them to the first 15 people who stop by our website today, and you can find the little sign-up form right there. It's on the homepage at praisenetwork.com. Again, stop by today, and the first 15 folks will receive Your New Money Mindset, written by Brad Hewitt, the CEO of Thrivin Financial, and James Moline. Well, John, thank you for being here, and we look forward to working with you on the John Christ Comedian event coming up in May and also throughout the year.
Super. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll have you back and get some more info on how we can manage our money wisely. All right. Our guest today again has been John Boudin. He is a financial associate with Thrivent Financial in Sparta, Wisconsin. Really appreciate their support of this ministry and their encouragement to all of us to live generously and to give back.